We all know that God works in funny ways. I was working on my sermon, and my wife said, Sue says to me, "How funny. My Pray Fit devotion from the Daniel plan is all about grace. God's grace." The author of that devotion, Jimmy Pena, uses a Kansas song, a rock group Kansas, called Carry On My Wayward Son. Now, most of you that know me know I like to put references to songs in all of my sermons, usually Garth Brooks, but not this time. So there it was for me. Carry on, my wayward son. There will be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Now, he also mentions another song, and I'd like you to guess which one it is. 'Twas grace that taught my heart fear, and grace my fears relieved. We just sang it. Doesn't that cause you pause? 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. The author Pena says that until we realize that without fearing God, we will not approach Him and ask for His help. And when we do, it takes grace. Got a story for you. I was at Mark's the other day, heard a loud crash, something shattered. And being nosy as I am, I walked towards the sound, saw some people whispering and looking back the other end of the aisle. And when I walked down the aisle, I saw that an older lady had hit the shelf containing a bunch of dishes with her cart, and a bunch of them had fallen onto the floor and broken. She was down on the floor, kneeling on the floor, totally embarrassed, frantically picking up shattered pieces, while her husband was peeling off the price tags from the broken dishes, saying, "Great, now we got to pay for all of this." And I felt really bad for her, and everyone was just standing there staring at her. So I went down and knelt beside her, told her not to worry, started helping her pick up all the broken pieces. And after about a minute or so, the store manager came by, knelt down beside us and said, "Ma'am, just leave it. We will clean this up. Let's get your name, your information, so that we can get you to the hospital so that you can have that cut on your hand looked at." Now, this lady, totally embarrassed, said, "No, I need to pay for all of this first." The manager smiled at her, helped her to her feet, and said, "No, ma'am, no, we have insurance for this. You don't have to pay for anything." Now, for those of you that have paid attention to what I've said so far, I'd like you to give me a minute. I would like you to close your eyes. Come on, close them. And imagine God doing the same thing for you. God has insurance. He has insurance for you, for you, for you, and for me. Asking for help. Pausing, reflecting, asking for grace. That's God's grace. So I say, collect the pieces of your broken heart or dishes or whatever is happening from all the blows that life has thrown at you and ask God for help. In time, and sometimes it's a long time, God's grace will heal your wounds. Now, we all have the same insurance, and it is called grace. By accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior and asking for help or forgiveness or for whatever it is that you're carrying in your heart, God will say to you, "Everything has already been paid for, and all is forgiven. Now, that really wasn't the story that happened to me. I borrowed it off of Facebook. The definition of grace, according to the dictionary, is shortened up a little bit. An act of kindness, courtesy, or clemency. So that grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs. The short version of the dictionary's version, the definition of karma, basically is something having an impact on our daily lives, whether it's good or bad. Kind of that you get what you deserve. So really then, isn't God's grace the opposite of karma? Grace is getting what you don't deserve. The Apostle Paul's visions in Revelations in Corinthians 12, say that, says, I have to boast even though it doesn't do any good. But I have to talk about the visions given me by the Lord. He goes on to talk about how he knew about a vision that a man was snatched up in the air to paradise. But in his mind, he didn't really know if it happened or not. Was it a vision? Only God knows. Further in Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 7, he says, but to keep me from being puffed up with pride, because of the many wonderful things I've seen, I was given a painful physical ailment, which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me, and three times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked him to take it away. But his answer was, my grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak. Now I like this verse because it reminds me that I do have weaknesses at times myself, and that's a good thing to know. When I'm too weak and or too lazy to do what needs to be done, I know then that God's power and grace reminds me that I am not perfect. I have something or someone to rely on besides myself. And this is why I feel that His grace is so important to us. Now, although her middle name is not Grace, my bride, Susan, gives me grace on a daily basis, such as when she's being my ghostwriter to help with this sermon, and also giving me that look when my mouth says things that my brain should have censored. She likes to call that lipis detachus. She also reminds me of how lucky and blessed we are for what we do have and for God's grace. She didn't write that part, I did. So the one question I have is, does God ever run out of grace? Trying to illustrate how big and how all-consuming and what have you that God's grace is, I have a couple of illustrations that kind of came to mind for me here. First off, how many gallons of water are in the ocean? The answer is 3.612 times 10 to the 20th. Gallons of seawater in the ocean. So that's basically 3.612 times 1 with 21 zeros. How many stars are in the universe? 70 sextillion. 7 followed by 22 zeros. This was calculated by a team of stargazers based in Australia. How many grains of sand are in the world? 7 quintillion, 500 quadrillion. I had to look those words up. Now, Even if these answers are incorrect, somebody's probably going to go check on me, but they may be incorrect. Here's my point. God's grace is bigger than any number that you can possibly think of. You know, it's kind of funny. We know that we landed on the moon. We know planes can fly. We know how cruise ships can cruise. Yet we, as people, do not totally understand how God continues to forgive us and to give us grace. Ooh, another song lyric just hit me. Kind of hit me as an example of grace. I don't know if you've heard this one or not. It's sung by Randy Travis. It's a song called Three Wooden Crosses. And one of the best verses, it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you take, it's what you leave behind you when you go. Say that again. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. So I guess what I'm saying is, be the person that God wants you to be by doing, giving, being conscious of others' needs, because His grace, His insurance, allows you to do it if you act with your heart. Back to my first song. Carry on, my wayward son, for there will be peace when you are done. Now, but for now, let's all work on our lives, our relationships, and our faith by accepting God's grace. And let's rock on in God's grace. Amen.